This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burke. More than half a century after the assassination of Malcolm X, two of his convicted killers were exonerated Thursday after decades of doubt about who was responsible for the civil rights icon's death. A Manhattan judge dismissed the convictions of Muhammad Aziz and the late Khalil Islam after prosecutors and the men's lawyers said a renewed investigation found new evidence the men were not involved with the killing and determined that authorities withheld some of what they knew. Aziz, Islam, and a third man were convicted of murder in March of 1966 and sentenced to life in prison. The third man, Mujahid Abdul Halim, also known as Talmadge Hayer and Thomas Hagen, admitted to shooting Malcolm X, but said neither Aziz nor Islam was involved. The two offered alibis, and no physical evidence linked them to the crime. Just hours before he was slated to die, convicted killer Julius Jones has been granted clemency in the state of Oklahoma. We get more from AP's Jackie Quinn.
Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt used his authority to spare the life of Julius Jones just hours before his scheduled execution. There'd been a public outcry over doubts about Jones's guilt in the slaying of a businessman more than 20 years ago during a carjacking. The governor commuted the death sentence to life imprisonment without parole. Jones says he was framed by the actual killer, who had been a high school friend. Oklahoma's attorney general says he respects the governor's decision to grant clemency, but he's convinced Jones is guilty. The case was featured in a 2018 documentary, The Last Defense, produced by actress Viola Davis. I'm Jackie Quinn.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News. Hundreds of Iraqis who camped for weeks at Belarus's border with the EU flew back to Iraq on Thursday. Some 430 migrants, mostly Iraqi Kurds, boarded a flight in Minsk bound for Erbil in Iraq's autonomous northern Kurdistan region and then on to Baghdad. Belarus authorities cleared the main camps where migrants had huddled at the border with Poland on Thursday. Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda has more.
On Thursday, the Polish government confirmed that Belarus authorities have cleared the two main camps migrants have been staying in on their border and are housing them in nearby warehouses. The Belarus government says it will agree to fly back 5,000 migrants to their home countries, but only if they agree to go voluntarily. They won't force anyone, they say. They want the European Union to take 2,000 migrants on their side. It's not clear if the EU will agree.
That's Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda. The United States is considering a diplomatic boycott of next year's Winter Olympics in Beijing. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
International advocacy groups and some lawmakers have called for a symbolic diplomatic boycott of the Winter Games in Beijing over China's human rights abuses.
Something we're considering.
It would not affect the participation of American athletes in the Games, but rather would mean keeping high-level dignitaries away. White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki says there's no timeline for a decision.
Obviously, the Olympics are in February, and I want to give the president and the national security team a little space.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The head of the Women's Tennis Association voiced doubt over an email it received in which Chinese player Peng Shuai was said to deny her previous allegations of sexual assault. Reuters' Flora Bradley Watson reports.
The 35-year-old tennis star has not been seen in public since she alleged on social media that former Chinese vice premier Zhang Gali coerced her into sex and that they later had an on-off consensual relationship. On Wednesday, Chinese state-affiliated media outlet CGTN released on Twitter what it said was an email Peng had sent to the chairman of the Women's Tennis Association, Steve Simon. In the email, Peng says the allegation of assault was untrue, but Simon has been quick to cast doubt on its validity. In a written statement, he said that, quote, "The statement released today by Chinese state media concerning Peng Shuai only raises my concern as to her safety and whereabouts." Peng was the first Chinese player to top the world rankings when she was doubles number one in 2014.
That's Reuters' Flora Bradley Watson. Visit voanews.com for more.